Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 24. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. In this episode, I will be joined by Denise and Marcia Torres, founders of Fitters, a secret women's exercise group which was started on Facebook so members can chat, encourage, motivate, and support each other's fitness goals. During the interview, Denise and Marcia will share their personal journey towards a healthy lifestyle and why they started the Secret Women's Exercise Group and the impact the group has had on their lives and the lives of the 60 women represented in the group. This is a truly inspiring story of how two young women is making a difference in the lives of others and how they use social media to do it. Now remember the words of Swami Vivekananda, who said, "Take up one idea. Make that one idea your life. Think of it. Dream of it. Live on that idea. Let the brain, muscles, nerves, every part of your body be full of that idea, and just leave every other idea alone. This is the way to success, and now that's worth thinking about." Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Denise and Marcia Torres were born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago. Over 13 years ago, they both relocated and now live in the borough of Brooklyn. For the past 10 years, Denise has developed a great passion for health and fitness. Even with that passion, she still struggled with keeping the weight off. About 6 months ago, her weight ballooned up to 195 pounds, which is not good. Knowing that diabetes runs in the family, Denise decided to take action. Through reading and research on how to make simple changes to her diet, Denise was able to lose the weight and keep it off. And with the help of her aunt, sister, that's Marcia, and her best friend, she formed a group on Facebook called Fitters, where members can chat, encourage, motivate, cheer, support, and help each other on this amazing journey towards a healthier lifestyle. I am pleased to welcome Denise and Marcia to our program. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And as you know, Denise, I first met you at the WBLS Circle of Sisters event at the Javits Center in early October.
Yes, you did.
And when you told me about the work that you're doing with this exercise group, I just had to have you on the program because it just shows what people can do if they really put their minds to it. And I felt what you had to share is something that more people need to hear because you decided to take action and you decided to reach out to others who believe and needed the support that you can give. And you decided to pull this program together. But before we talk about the program, let's talk about you and Marcia. I know you guys grew up in Trinidad, but what made you decide to move to New York, and what was home and family life like for the both of you?
Well, we moved here because both of our parents lived here. But Trinidad, what can I say? What would you like to add about home and family life?
Amazing. Granted that we didn't grow up with our parents, but our grandparents did an amazing job. And, leaving Trinidad was, you know, it had its ups and downs coming over here. But, at the end of the day, Trinidad is home.
So let's get back to the group that you guys created called Fitters. Now, tell me, where did that name come from?
Well, that's an interesting story. When I decided to form the group, the next best thing was to come up with a name that was simple to the point and catchy. And I reached out to Marsha and my aunt Nadia, because they are my go-to people. And
Okay.
I couldn't get my aunt, and Marsha was out, so we were texting back and forth. I called my aunt and I couldn't get in touch with her because she was sleeping. But her son Connor, who is 9, he answered the phone. And within our conversation, I decided just to ask him because I think kids have really amazing ideas. So I said to him, I said, Connor, Auntie Denise is trying to create this group. I'm trying to come up with a name, and it's for a bunch of women who, we want to start eating healthy and working out, and I want a name. Do you have any ideas? And without even thinking about it, he said Fitters, which I found sounded real funny, so I started laughing. And he's like, you know what? I'll come up with something else. I'll come up with something else. And then I said, no, tell me why you came up with that name. What caused you to choose that name? He said, well, you said to me it's a group of women and they're trying to exercise and get healthy, right? So I said, yeah. And he says to me, well, I combined it fit and hers.
Wow. And he called it Fit Hers.
After I'd marinated and I texted to Marsha, and she was like, wow, that's really catchy. And we decided to go with that name.
Wow, that is great. And now again, it's spelled FIT for fit,
Yes.
HERS for hers.
Yes. Correct.
Fit hers. Never heard of it before in my life, but that's great. That's unique. That's wonderful.
Definitely, definitely.
And now, what made you to decide to, actually form the group itself, though?
Like I said, after realizing I weighed 195 pounds, and I work out and eat healthy, and then I would stop, gain the weight back, and then I'll get back on that health journey. But after a while, you do miss it, especially if you have a passion for it, you do miss it. And I was speaking to my best friend, her name is Venestine, and my aunt Nadia again, and we were like, we need to start working out again. We need to motivate each other. We need to do these things. And when eventually I dragged Masha in, I said, you're gonna be part of this group.
Yeah, she's always dragging me in. Really?
Okay.
She was a little reluctant at first, but I'm like, you're in it. You're in it. I figured, why not use Facebook? Because I would not have the time to always call everyone and make sure everyone is doing the same thing. So I figured, why not use Facebook for something positive and
Yes.
create this group? And so when I created the group, it was a secret group because I didn't want any negativity in there.
Okay,
And
yes.
we started off with 7 people because I pulled my other aunt in there. I pulled my mom in there. We had another friend. So it was about 7 of us, right, Masha?
Yes.
Yes, it was 7 of us. And I was
Nice.
like, we're gonna have this small secret community where we could motivate and help each other. Because we all go through our struggles. And, we would, anytime you start a new program, sometimes it's hard to start. Sometimes you start, and then 2 months in, you fall off again. And I figure if we were all, in this together, being pictures and stuff, and talking to each other and sharing what struggles we're going through, it would have been easier for us to stick with it.
It's like a support group
Yes,
for
it
each
is.
other. Now, Marsha, why were you so reluctant to start?
Unlike Denise, I'm always into sports and being physical, but I've never liked the idea of me having to limit myself to what I eat or having to weigh my food or, and I felt like maybe this is what it's going to be, like a whole lot of limits. So I figured I would just be peaking, be in the group, but just be peaking. And, I started off by watching everyone's pictures and reading everyone's comments and seeing everyone's struggle. And then it was just easy to fall in.
Okay, nice. So it was an easy group to get to be a part of.
Yes, yes. Because not only do we have women of all different age groups, we have everyone who has different goals. And, you know.
Now, how many women are part of this group now?
We are up to 50-something.
I think currently we have about 60 women in the group.
16.
60.
60? Yeah. Really? Oh, my goodness.
Granted, not all of them are active, but we do, even if they're not active, someone who has invited them to the group would ever so often call myself or call Marsha and say, you know, my friend said, even though she's not active, the pictures and the posts and the comments, you know, it's really motivating them and helping them.
Wow. Now, how long has the group been in existence?
I would say 6 months. We started on June the 8th.
Okay, so 6 months, and it's grown from 7 women to 60 women.
Yes.
Now, are they all in Brooklyn?
No. Or...
Well, really, where are they? Where are they from?
We have women in Trinidad. We have women in Florida, Virginia, South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yes, New Jersey.
Jersey. Really? So this is an international program.
Yes.
Well, you laugh, but this is amazing what you guys can do, you know, and through the power of social media.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So what changes have you guys made in your lifestyle since starting the group?
Well, I'm actually a lot more aware of what I put in my system.
Okay.
At one point, I felt like I was developing a stomach ulcer. If I don't eat on time, I would be in a lot of pain. Or if I eat something spicy, I'd be in a lot of pain. And having joined the group, I have not experienced that for quite a few months now.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
And
what about... Go ahead. I'm
along
sorry,
with that, I've lost, I would say, about 20 pounds, probably.
You lost 20 pounds in about
20
6
pounds,
months.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Now, how much did you weigh at the beginning of the program?
191.
191.
Yeah.
And you've lost 20 pounds already in the
about
6 months.
About that, yes.
Nice. And I would imagine your clothes fit a lot better.
Yes, it does.
Exactly.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And, you know, now if I don't work out or, you know, watch what I eat, I feel guilty.
You know, right, okay.
Even though no one is over me, I feel guilty. So, you know, it's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling,
yes,
most definitely. And Denise, what about you? How much weight have you lost?
Around the same as Marsha, about 20 pounds.
Like
I said, when I first started, I was 195, and currently I'm 175.
Yeah.
And it's just about making simple changes. We didn't do anything crazy or, you know, extreme.
Right. Okay. Good.
Making simple changes. Like a lot of the women, when we first started the group, a lot of them had problems with drinking water. And, you know, like Marsha started doing like the infused waters to help women drink water. Some of them just didn't like the taste of water as much as they understood that your body needs water.
Right, most definitely, yes.
But, you know, we just found creative ways. And the thing is, the information is already out there. But because we're in a small group, it's easier to get that message out to people. So we found creative ways to get them more into doing the right things.
Yes, along with that, we also have, like, challenges where you have to post pictures showing that you're drinking water. Oh, a lot of us downloaded the water app, and we have to post a picture at the end of the day showing that we've completed our goal.
Really?
Yeah.
At the end of each day.
Yes. Do we have a lot of pictures on the
on Facebook?
Yes,
really?
A lot of pictures.
Because I wanted to know, how do you hold these women accountable? So you're saying at the end of each day, everyone has to post pictures of what they've eaten?
Yes.
Basically.
along with that, they have to post sweat pics to show that if you didn't go to the gym, because I also post fitness challenges, like just probably 10-minute videos to show that you can work out at home. You don't need to be at the gym.
You know? Right, correct.
So you have to post pictures of you sweating.
Huh, really?
Yes.
So you don't think they're pouring water on their faces?
I guess not.
You can
well, along with the sweat pics, you should post a picture of you actually doing a sit-up or something.
But like I always tell Marsha, not to cut you across, you see it in the eyes. Like, yeah. After someone works out for a while, you can look at their eyes. Like, you know, someone like Marshall always make fun of me. Like, I noticed I would get on my bike at home and ride and then get off and look as though I'm drenched with water. And one day she did make that joke. She posted, when I posted the picture, she made a comment. She was like, Denise, you know you threw water on yourself.
Yep.
But the funny thing is, with me, I was never someone who sweat a lot. But then when I started changing my diet and the things that I ate, I realized that my pores started opening up more. So I would sweat more.
Now, what type of foods now are you guys recommending that you eat?
Well, I always say to everyone, don't change your diet just yet, but just cut down the portion size.
Okay, you focus on portion control.
Yes, because now I'm actually weighing my food. Denise did it for years, and I used to laugh about it, but now I weigh my food.
Okay.
You know, just so that I know what I'm putting in my system and the amount of calories I'm intaking on a daily basis.
Okay, great. Now, do you guys talk about intake of more vegetables, though, more fruit?
Yes. And even with my meals, I try to, like I tell people, I don't want them to think it's a diet we're on, but eating healthy doesn't have to be, I'm going to steam everything. The food is not going to have any flavor. It's not going to have any taste. I cannot live without lemons, garlic, and olive oil. Once I have those three things, I can prepare anything and make it look and taste amazing.
I hear you. That's excellent. That's very good.
And within the group, you realize that there are a lot of women who, it's not that they don't want to eat healthy. A lot of them don't know how to prepare the food healthy.
Uh-huh.
And I think preparing the food healthy, I mean, granted, we grew up in Trinidad. So,
yes.
So how I prepare my food, my meals now and how I grew up preparing meals is completely different.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yes.
So you're saying the way that you prepared them in Trinidad was not as healthy?
It was not as healthy, but I think the reason why I didn't have that much weight on me is because you're more active there.
Yeah.
And you walk a lot more.
And you walked a lot more. I see. Definitely. That makes a big difference. Now, how do you keep track of the women when it comes to, because I know you guys meet occasionally.
Yes.
But you're not meeting all 60 women. How does that work out?
Well, when we first started, and I did mention to you, we did the shred. I got a book. I figured let's find something that's simple, where people don't feel they have to go out and buy all these crazy foods that they have never eaten before. And let's find something that people can
easily relate to.
Yes. And for me, it was just a starting board. Because after a while, once you get used to how you should eat and when you should eat and not skipping your breakfast and not skipping your meals and having, you know, a snack, snacks and drinking water and all these things, then, you know, you can start eliminating, because I also think it's a process. Like if you know you decide you're not going to start, you might say, for instance, let's say you decide, okay, you're going to have a snack like some raisins.
Right.
As you progress in your journey, you start looking into other healthier stuff. You just
right.
Let me have
you become more aware.
Yeah. So for
yes.
me, where before I would like soda, I haven't had a soda in about 12 years.
Really?
Yes. And something that's easier for me, I don't buy snacks to have in my apartment. Because I have a little weakness for chocolate. So if I buy it and have it there, right, chances I'm going to eat it.
Yes.
Not saying that, you know, a chocolate every now and then is fine, but I don't buy the stuff that is going to tempt me. So it's going to make it even easier. And when I go out and I buy my stuff, it's, you know, vegetables, it's fruits. I try to prepare my meals as clean as possible. I don't put any added stuff. And you find that when you start eating healthy, that is when your body really speaks to you. And you really understand what works for you.
Yes,
because I'm
definitely.
And realizing that I was lactose intolerant didn't happen until I changed my diet years ago. And when I did that, I mean, it was a blow because I love cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die because I can't have all these amazing things that I grew up eating. And I'm not going to lie, ever so often, if my body feels for it or if I feel for it, I'll have a piece of macaroni and cheese. But I realized that I'm not going to die.
Exactly. You're not. Exactly.
Right? And when you start just preparing yourself so simple, you actually get the flavor out of the vegetables. You're not overcooking it. You're not killing it, even though it's dead already. But you're really getting the flavor for it. And
usually a shorter cooking time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Great. So once you know how to prepare your food so that it tastes good, you're on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important.
And garlic is amazing.
Most definitely. Now, it sounds to me like you guys have hit on something really significant here, and that with that support that you have with one another, and even to the point where you're able to show how cooking healthy doesn't have to be an arduous task.
No. Yes.
You know, and you can enjoy your food as long as you know how to cook it properly.
Yes.
And you talked about portion control. So you guys know that, you know, by cutting down on your portions, you're cutting down on the amount of calories that's going into your body.
Yes.
And cutting down on the soda because, you know, soda contains a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And Denise, you mentioned how, you know, you like the chocolates, but, you know, if you bring the food home, you're going to eat it.
Yes.
Right? So the key is not to bring it into your house.
Yeah, I think it's also understanding what works for you and what weaknesses you have.
Yes. You know? Now, with this group, because it is 60 women, mm-hmm. I know that you mentioned to me some time ago that you do meet like on the weekends with some of the women, correct?
Yes.
Explain that, how that works.
How did that start? That started... my aunt, she lives close to Prospect Park, and she grew up running. She's a runner. And she would run Prospect Park, and she would always tell me about these steps. And so one day I said, okay, you know what? I was free. I'm going to call her and go in the park with her. And she showed me these steps. And when I think I got like halfway up and I thought that was the top, then I realized there was another curve to it. And I think that is how that started.
Then the next week I joined, and then we decided to post it on the page to see if anyone else would be interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then others get involved?
Other women started showing up, and then I realized, hey, we have to kick this up a notch. We arranged a intro to injury prevention when it comes down to working out and stuff. Because granted, like I said, we started this group with 7 of us. So I had no idea that it was going to blossom into what it is currently. So everything, it's like, it's really like a trial and error. And when I come up with ideas, it's based on what I see the woman posting.
I see. What you see them posting, that's how you come up with ideas.
Yes. Oh, like even, for instance, like I'm trying to organize a nutritional workshop right now because I'm realizing that nutrition is a big part of it. And I think I still think that some of the women are, you know, they're struggling with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of nutrition, I understand you spoke with my nutritionist, Orvel Douglas.
Yes, I did.
Ah, so you guys are going to meet up?
Yes, we are. We are. I'm really excited about that. I really want to get the workshop done with him before Christmas, because I know Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Christmas is also right behind it. And, you know, I don't want a lot of us, myself included, to yes. get caught up with the holidays and the festivities and forget about what the journey that we're on.
That's a very smart move, because most people gain their weight between Thanksgiving and New Year.
Yes.
So by having a little nutritional consultation on what you could be doing during those days and weeks, it's a very wise move.
Yes, I'm hoping that that would help a lot of us stay aware. And even if we cheat a little, you know, we won't overdo it. We'll just take like half of that macaroni pie as opposed to the whole slice.
Yes. portion control. Yes. Portion
yes.
control.
That's very That's important.
So now, how do you keep the women motivated though?
Well, the shred, one of the things that we do, the shred diet lasts for 6 weeks. Okay. So every 6 weeks, I choose, because there's like the sweat pick category, there's the healthy meals, and a lot of the women do smoothies. Yes. So I choose a category, and the person who
has the most picks.
Yeah, has the most picks, they get a prize. It's a secret prize if the winner chooses to reveal what it is. You know, but I don't reveal what it is. No, I don't reveal what it is, but I would say it's always based on health.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Excellent. So that's one of the ways in which you keep them motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I think because it's the group, it's a non-judgmental group, and I always try to stress that, because I think a lot of the times we so want to live up to, you know, doing the right thing. And I tell people, you know, in life, we can never do the right thing all the time.
True.
And, you know, that is how it is. Sometimes we have good days. Sometimes we have bad days. So don't be too hard on yourself. So if you didn't post today, hey, just jump back in when you're ready. You know, you had a bad week. We're not going to hold it against you. Jump back in. So I think because it's, you know, the women realize it's not a non-judgmental group.
Yes.
You know, it's easier for them to stay on board. And we call out each other. If we haven't seen someone who has been active and we haven't seen them for a few days, we call them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you give you keep them accountable,
yeah,
by making sure that they're in touch with you at some
yes.
point.
Yes. And I call them also.
I put myself out there today, I think, saying that I know I haven't been on for a couple of days, but I'm
yes.
still here.
So you have to hear from someone in the group within a few days. Once a week?
No, once we don't see you post for a couple of days and we know you're active, we do give you a call, or, you know, call you out on the page and make sure you're okay and make sure we're not losing you.
That is amazing. I'm very impressed that you guys do that, you know? Now, in regards to your weight loss goals, all right, now you both lost around 20 pounds. What is your goal?
I'm telling you, this is addicting. So for me, I would like to go down some more.
You would?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay. How much more?
15 pounds more.
About 15 pounds. And how tall are you, Marsha? What, 5'7"?
5'7", yes.
Okay, and what about you, Denise?
Well, I'm 5'6", and I would like to go down to at least 150. So I'm 175, so that's about, 25 more pounds?
About 25 more
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah. Like,
right.
And
okay.
See how that looks.
Yes, most definitely. And now, are you guys, now we talked about the nutrition and exercise, but when it comes to exercise, are you promoting weight training among the group?
You know,
yes.
that's funny. We do. And the funny thing is with women, for some reason, women are terrified of lifting weights.
I know that's right.
So it is a struggle to get them into lifting weights. Like a lot of the women, when I speak to them on a, you know, on a one-on-one, because I call a lot of them and speak to them, the first thing they will say is, I don't want to get bulky. And, you know, I will always say, can you explain to me what you mean by you don't want to get bulky? Even though I know what they mean, and then you have to go through the explaining that you're not going to get bulky. You don't have that amount of testosterone in your system to get bulky.
Correct.
And explain to them that the woman, because I think a lot of people get confused when they look at these magazines and they see women that do bodybuilding.
Yes.
And they, you know, they get confused. They completely miss the whole fitness aspect, or even like a woman with a really toned body. So from the time they hear lifting weights, it's like, no. And I always, I believe that lifting weights for women is one of the best things that they can do for themselves.
If that's so true, Denise, and you must get it across to them that lifting weights will also help women strengthen their bones.
Yes.
Yeah. Strengthen their bones. Okay. And when you lift weights, you actually are building lean muscle, mm-hmm. not big, bulky muscle, lean muscle for women. And lean muscle takes up less space than fat.
Yes, definitely.
So you lose inches a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys are on the right track. It's phenomenal. Now, I know that you and Marcia, you do this full time as far as for a job, right? No, you don't. I know you don't.
Like,
so what I'm getting at is that you're actually doing this in your spare time.
Yes.
And that's amazing that you're taking time out from your schedules. And, you know, with this group, I mean, you're giving of your own selves to do this. And that's just a wonderful, wonderful task that you guys are taking on. And I'm impressed with that.
I would say this to you. I'm not a morning person, but ever since we started a group and started meeting up at the park, I would feel guilty if the alarm comes on and I feel like I don't want to go. I would feel guilty and get up and go meet the group.
And Marsha,
go ahead.
I was going to say, and Marsha is normally the first one there.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
I'm the biggest skeptic. I don't like waking up early. I don't like limits. I don't like weighing food. And I'm now actually the complete opposite.
Wow. Really?
And this
really?
Is 6 months.
It's 6 months.
6 months.
Amazing. Now, what's the future? What's the goals for the group now? This has been 6 months. What do you guys see Fitters being in the next 6 months?
Denise's goal is to build an empire. We're going to have a fitness empire.
A fitness empire.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, I always tell Marsha, I see this group evolving into something even more than just health and fitness. You know, I see it evolving into a strong network of women coming together and supporting each other and helping each other.
Yeah. And it's so necessary today. That is really good. Now, can my listeners follow you guys on Facebook? Okay, the Facebook would be what, Fitters?
No, we are private, so Denise will have to give out her Facebook information.
Oh, that's right, you guys are private.
Yeah,
we're actually a secret.
Yeah,
oh. Exactly how private we are.
That's how private you are. Now, let me ask you, if people wanted to be a part of it, though, could they contact you on via email, Denise?
They can, and they can also use my email, which would be the easiest way for them to get in touch with me. Use my email and find me on Facebook.
Okay, so what is your email address?
It is deni895@hotmail.com.
Okay. Say that one more time.
DENI is the first four letters of my name, and 895@hotmail.com.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, that's good, but I'm sure some people may want to reach out to you or find out more about your group, or maybe even hope that you will let them in.
Yes, we will. We are open.
We will.
We always have our hands open, our arms open, to welcome new members to the group.
And it's women only, correct?
Women only.
Okay, just trying. Okay, and now
maybe
what I'd like
to we'll do something for the men.
We're going to have fit for the men.
Okay, fit men. Okay,
fit
gotcha.
Men, yeah.
Okay, now what I'd like to do is have you guys back on and maybe a month or two just to check on your progress. Is that okay?
That is great.
Because I'd like to know, I'm sure my listeners would like to know, what Fitters is up to. And maybe, like, I do a big, huge children's sports and fitness expo every year.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you guys can come out and represent Fitters at our expo next June.
That sounds great.
That would be nice. And now, Denise, I know you also ordered a copy of my book, 6 Weeks to a Flatter Stomach. How's that going?
It's good. It's really interesting. And like I said, after meeting you and speaking with you on a few occasions, I decided why not buy a book because and see what your program is all about. Because, I mean, as much as we use the Shred book, Dr. Ian Smith, he's amazing and he has an amazing program. But, he's known and he has his followers. So I figure, why not try your program? You're someone local, someone that I know, and someone who's living and trying to share the knowledge of health and fitness.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it very much, Denise.
And today was my first day I did Peak 8.
Oh, really? Now, how'd you like Peak 8?
It was amazing. I mean, the 30 seconds, I thought I was going to die on my bike.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But it was really, really good.
That program is going to help you get into shape in a short amount of time, guaranteed.
Yeah, and I mentioned...
Hey, I need that program.
But I mentioned it to you. We just haven't been able to get together yet for me to show her and explain exactly what we're going to do.
Okay, and share that with your group because they're going to be pleasantly surprised how quick that program is going to whip them into shape.
And it's really simple.
And it's very simple, but it's effective, and it doesn't take a lot of time out of your day to do it. Okay, so Denise and Marcia, on behalf of Body Scope of New York 6 Weeks to Fitness program, I want to thank you both for being on the show.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.